Let me get the gentleman on the line right now. We're going to have a couple of gentlemen debating the merits of the jury system. Mr. Harvey Wyman and Mr. Jeff Dowder. Is that you, Mr. Dowder? Mr. Dowder, are you there?
Right now, I'm sorry I couldn't hear you. I'm soaking. I had a pretty tough day. I operate some heavy machinery for the county of Los Angeles, as well as, you know, doing my usual work at Caltech.
All right. What do you operate for the city of L.A.?
Well, actually, it's going to sound fairly insane, but I do operate a snowplow when they need it in the higher elevation areas of the city.
But it didn't snow today anywhere, did it?
No, it didn't, but they had me on standby, so I was just wiping it off and everything.
All right. Harvey Wyman is also with us. He is an attorney. Mr. Wyman?
Yes, sir. I could barely hear you. I don't know what's going on in the...
What is that, a hot tub?
Yeah, it is.
He's in a hot tub.
The other gentleman's in a hot tub?
Yes.
Jesus. Well, you know, I are we on the air?
Yeah.
Well, then I don't want to see. I think it is only fair to have me debate individuals that are... Never mind.
If you have something you want to say...
Well, every time I want to say something...
Mr. Weinerman?
My name is Wireman, not Weiderman.
My name is Jeff Dowder. I simply want to debate you on the merits of the jury system on account of what happened to me.
On account of what happened to you. Are you listening to this guy?
He's the guy we've picked. Mr. Dowder will go first. You'll go second. Go ahead, Mr. Dowder.
Okay, my name is Jeff Dowder. I had a court case in the county of Los Angeles 2 months ago. When I went into the court, I was on a jury duty. I didn't have no case, but I was on a jury duty. When I went into the court to appear on that day for my jury duty, I immediately had my bag searched by a man that they said was a sheriff. He was a bailiff.
Can I interrupt for just a second?
Just let him finish. Go ahead. You're doing fine, sir.
When they searched my bag, yes, I have a pen and pencil plastic container that did have a baggie of some diesel kush. I said, please just throw it away. Please, please, please. They got really, really angry at me, and I said, I'm trying to take the bus. I didn't know that Kush was in there. I apologize, please. So I didn't think they were fair with me, and I was trying to be a good citizen by being in a jury.
Mr. Wireman.
Are you telling me that this guy brought a baggie of, what is Kush? Is that marijuana?
That's correct.
Okay, so you're on jury duty. I just want to be clear.
But Mr. Henry, is this a debate, or is he going to interview me?
Hey, I just want to be clear on some things.
You took a baggie of pot.
Well, I didn't know it was there. I'd had it in a pen and pencil container, and I'd forgotten to take it out.
You forgot it to take it out. You know, I am getting so angry. There's one thing I won't forget to take out. I'll pull it out, and I'll go after you with it. Because I feel that you have...
What is that? Some kind of a rape? Oh, my God. Well, how queer can you be?
I'm not queer. I'm trying to say to you that you bringing a baggie of marijuana into a courtroom in the United States is an affront to the legal system that we have so strenuously tried to uphold for all these many years. And I will also say at this time, Mr. Henry, that you putting me on this program with a dope head who was serving, and this guy's going to use it as...
Well, wait a minute, Mr. Wienerman, you...
My name isn't Wienerman, and it's not Weiderman, it's Wireman. Do you understand that?
Well, I mean, you deserve to be called Wiener Boy, because...
Wiener Boy! All right, I'm hanging up, Phil.
No, wait, please don't hang up.
No, I'm hanging up.
You're going to violate your contract with us.
What do you want? Am I supposed to sit here and have him call me Wiener Boy?
No, that was uncalled for, sir. I don't want it anymore, all right?
I'm sorry, but it was sort of... The guy's name lends itself to so many Wiener gags.
Okay. You're saying that you ought to be able to bring pot into a jury room?
Yes.
And, Mr. Wireman, you don't agree?
No, I don't agree. No, yes, I do agree.
Well, you don't agree.
No, I don't agree.
All right. We'll let you be the judge. Give us a call here, ladies and gentlemen, at 1-800-449-8686. Who wins the debate? We've got a caller right now. You're on the air. RC, go ahead.
Yeah, I think the guy that took the cushion won. He's bitching.
Ba-ba-boo, ba-ba-boo, ba-boo.
Looks like I won, Wienerman.
You know, I to hell with all of you.
Sir, I didn't know that we were going to get cranked.
Yeah, the hell you didn't. It sounded like your nephew.
All right, thank you, Mr. Henry. I'm glad that I won for America.
God, I hate all of you.
We'll be right back.
Bill Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.